Magnet together. And this one I do every Sunday, sitting in church, looking up the massive light fixtures on the ceiling and trying to figure out who they would kill if they fell. Actually, I do it with speakers. There's speakers and there are two computers, you know, like computer monitor things, the, that shine on the screen. The projectors, yeah. There are two projectors and I look and say, if they fell, they would kill that person. I do that all the time. All right, it's 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A surprise new round of tariffs from President Trump of up to 50% for nations around the world, including some that had already settled up on existing agreements set to kick in today. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The president's new tariffs will soon apply to goods from all of America's largest trading partners. A 20% tax on Taiwan, 50% for Brazil, and 15% for Japan, one of six countries that cut deals in advance.
Impact here in the U.S., business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
We've already started to see the beginning stages of price increases from lots of different imported goods, everything from electronics to computers to cars and trucks. That will likely get worse, but tariffs do take a long time to work their way through the economy.
Deadly flooding has swept the Northeast. Among the victims, a 13-year-old boy who was sucked into a sewage drain pipe in Mount Airy, Maryland. Chadwick Colson lives nearby.
It's a tragedy. There's some mother and some father don't have a kid.
Drivers were rescued on flooded roads throughout the region, including New York City, where a semi driver had to swim out of his truck to safety. Kerr County, Texas Emergency Management's coordinator has explained his absence at the start of July 4th flooding that killed more than 100 people in his county, including a group of summer campers and counselors. Speaking at an all-day public hearing, William Thomas said he was sick and asleep when the water started to rise.
There was no visible flooding on my drive into the office, but it quickly became clear that the situation was escalating.
We've learned details of a deadly stabbing at a state park in Arkansas after 28-year-old teacher Andrew McGann confessed to killing two hikers as their young children waited nearby. Correspondent Omar Villafranca.
Investigators say McGann stabbed Clinton Brink first, and his wife rushed their daughters, ages 7 and 9, to safety. When she returned to help him, she was also stabbed to death.
They absolutely protected those girls to their fullest extent.
Gann was arrested Wednesday while he was getting a haircut. He's been charged with two counts of capital murder. The Labor Department releases the July jobs report this hour, and tech jobs may be the standout. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Tech giants like Google, Meta, OpenAI, and Microsoft have been poaching employees from one another and from successful AI startups. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg recently hired a 24-year-old AI researcher for $250 million over 4 years, after that candidate had rejected a $125 million offer.
Dow futures down 391. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 14-year-old girl was rescued after going underwater in Lake Michigan last night in Racine. She's now in critical condition at Children's Hospital. She was swimming off Kerry Hogle Park. A beach hazard warning remains in effect through this afternoon. An air quality advisory has been extended through noon due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. Officials say the poor air may last through the weekend, and they're urging everyone to limit outdoor activities. In an effort to save money, Sturtevant may eliminate its police department and instead use the Racine County Sheriff's Office. The plan aims to cut costs and lower taxes without reducing public safety. That's according to Village Board member Jason Engel. There's no timeline yet on a vote. Morgan Geiser, involved in the 2014 Slender Man stabbing in Waukesha, is moving from a mental institution to a Sun Prairie facility. It comes after a judge's approval yesterday. The judge says the plan balances confinement and release. She'll be on GPS monitoring. Geiser's been locked up for almost 10 years. What's called a resisting fascism protest is planned for tomorrow at Kenosha's Civic Center Park. In addition to the political element, those going are being told to bring items for a school supply drive. And Boys to Men are highlighting Celebrate Wisconsin Day at the State Fair in West Allis. You can get a full rundown of the events at wistatefair.com. The fair features new upgrades like a renovated dairy building. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers arrived in the nation's capital to face the Nationals tonight, part of a three-game weekend series. Milwaukee holding on to first place, one game ahead of the Cubs. The Brewers 20 games above 500, a .593 winning percentage. And as a division leader, that's the lowest ever heading into the month of August in Major League history. NFL, the Packers ready to go under the lights tomorrow night inside Lambeau Field for family night. What makes it so special? Tucker Kraft.
It's just the crazy part about Lambeau in itself is it's just this huge, glorious legacy stadium in a neighborhood. All the people of Green Bay, lucky 80,000, get to come pack the stadium out and just watch us practice. And it's not just an ordinary thing. It might be the only time some of those people get to get inside the stadium. And then the family aspect at the end of it, getting to go down the field. This year I'll be able to have my own daughter and my wife out there with me.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to 74 this afternoon. Tonight down to 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Whenever there's a plane crash in this country, the news media love to use the term miracle, don't they? Like, if a plane crashes and no one is killed, they say it was a miracle that no one was killed. If a plane crashes and a few people are killed, they say it was a miracle that more people weren't killed. If a plane crashes and there's only one survivor, they say it was a miracle that person survived. If a plane crashes and everybody is killed, they say it was a miracle the plane just missed hitting that warehouse on the ground. If the plane hits the warehouse, they say it was a miracle it didn't hit an hour earlier when it was crowded with people. And if it hits it when it's crowded with people and everybody is killed, they go and find that guy that missed the flight by 5 minutes. They say it was a miracle he got a flat tire on the way to the airport. Remember that one plane just disappeared a couple years ago, that Malaysian thing? I don't have a fear of flying, but I do have a fear of just disappearing someday. Where's Dennis? Nobody knows. He was sitting in that chair a couple of months ago. Nobody's seen him since.
I'm on. Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. Oh, it's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
A Hard Day's Night, 8:11, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. Sunshine today, highs near 75. I don't think you'll see the sun through that smoke. It's like smoking a pack of cigarettes out there. Like camel, unfiltered camels in your eye. Clear tonight, low 63, sunshine Saturday and Sunday, highs both days 79. And sunny weather right through Wednesday of next week. Right now, cloudy and smoky. Whoa, 66 degrees right here at Radio Park. Police in Nebraska looking for a forgetful person who returned a rental car with 9 pounds of meth inside. They posted a photo on social media and asked the person to swing by the police department at their earliest convenience.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can bother me. Let me tell you now, when I and sweet, I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
I don't.
Every Little Star, Linda Scott, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station where it's 8:16, looking for sunshine, highs near 75 today, right now, cloudy and smoky, 66 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, people online are talking about things they're getting too old to deal with. You could probably relate to a few of them too. Arguing with other people, especially online. Concerts without assigned seating, keeping up with new slang, keeping up with new music, waiting in line. I hate that. I have no patience to wait in line. Negativity and internet bickering, also social media in general, and other people's drama, and also people in general. Oh, yeah. That's time now for Beat with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Getting fired from any job is never easy, but when you're an actor on a big show, it's more public and can mess with an actor's psyche and confidence. Even actors with a track record and solid resume are not immune from being launched from a project. Actor Rupert Everett told Vanity Fair he was fired without explanation and will not be in season 5 of Emily in Paris. The Netflix show contradicted Everett, saying he was not exactly fired, but was hired as a guest star and was never promised another season. Either way, the My Best Friend's Wedding actor still thought he had a job and says he spent 2 weeks in bed depressed. He might not have to wait long for his phone to ring, though, as fellow My Best Friend's Wedding alum Dermot Mulroney recently told the New York Post that there are rumors floating that there could be a sequel to the Julia Roberts film in the near future. I don't know about that. Might be too soon. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective. Whether it's bold coffee, refreshing teas or ice cold agua frescas, Esperanza is all about flavor, good vibes, and fueling your next great moment. This is more than your next coffee stop. It's your gateway to something deliciously different. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boat, sports, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams, anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
W-R-J-N. He went away, and you hung around. And bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
My boyfriend's back. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We got sunshine on tap today with a high near 75. Right now, cloudy and smoky, 66 degrees at Radio Park. This Saturday and Sunday, sunshine with a high near 79. Perfect weather for the Racine Concert Band concert at Festival Park outside. It's going to be gorgeous. Mark Geichner is here. He's the musical director and conductor of the Racine Concert Band. Hey, Mark.
How's it going?
Good. Maestro. Every time I see you, I think of that Seinfeld episode with the guy who wouldn't let anybody use his real name, Bob Cobb. He said, you have to introduce me as Maestro. Doctors, senators, congressmen use it. Why not maestros? And every time somebody didn't use his name, he said, wait a second. I'm Maestro. All right. But Mark is here. We have another concert. Three left, right?
That's right.
All right. And on the last night, which will be August 17th, it is the Sweepstakes Spectacular. a plethora of prizes. Like after every piece you guys play, we give away another prize. Do you know what the prizes are this year, or are they still a secret?
Well, Sean's in charge of that, so I'm not really keeping track.
All right, so it's a secret.
But another thing that's going on, too, is that, you know, with that wonderful cover art we have from Ed Steckley from Racine, that art's going to be auctioned off. And so the silent auction will start on Sunday, and they can bid all the way through the last concert.
Yeah, this is the actual cover of the program guide. The caricatures on there are just wonderful. I showed the mayor his. He saw his the other day when he was here. And so this is the actual canvas of that cover, correct?
Right.
So this is going to be spectacular. Somebody knew you get this. And the auction begins what? Is it like a silent auction?
So it'll be right next to the Support the Band bass drum.
Yeah.
And you can check it out and put it in the bin.
All right. Okay. We've had some great soloists this season so far. Who do we have this week?
We have two outstanding soloists. This is the night of our Rooted in Racine concert. So every year we honor and have as a guest artist a performer who learned their trade, learned their musical skills in Racine, and went on to professional careers. And this week we have Russ Johnson, who New York City for 23 years as a jazz player, playing with some very important figures there, and he graduated from the Manhattan School of Music, and he's come back to this area now, and he's the director of jazz studies at UW Parkside. But he's going to be the trumpet soloist, and he's not really playing jazz pieces. These are concert band pieces. That's what he wanted to play. And so he's playing a short concerto early in the program, and then coming back for this wonderful piece by a film composer, Bruce Broughton, called Oliver's Birthday. And we also have Allison Hull. She's sung with the band, probably for about 15 years now. And she's doing some arias early in the program, comes back to sing one of my favorite songs by Sarah Vaughan, How Long Has This Been Going On? And then that Perry Como polka, Hoop-Dee-Doo.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, was it Bruce? Who's the composer, the movie composer? I can never say his last name.
Bruce Broughton.
Bruce Broughton. He does a ton of movie soundtracks. Because when we ran
television too, yeah,
we ran our soundtrack show here years ago, and we had him like every month a new soundtrack from him. So that should be good. And by the way, you mentioned jazz. One of the comedians we had on the air here said that when Miles Davis performs in Europe, is he Kilometer Davis, or do they stick with the miles? I just thought that was funny. Anyway, that's my sense of humor. All right, so let's review now. The concerts at, now this is the Racine Concert Band concerts there. They're at Festival Park outside on the cement stage. You had a good name for it, though. What'd you call it 1 week? You actually came up with a name, and I was talking to Kevin McDougal, and Kevin McDougal said, that's not a bad name. You mentioned it.
I just call it the concrete pad.
No, you had a good name for it. It was like Kiwanis stage or something like that. It was a really good name. Anyway, so it's going to be on the cement stage. And bring your lawn chairs. It's beautiful. You got the lake just a few feet behind you. Nice breeze coming off the lake. I don't know what it's going to be like this Sunday night, but if you got a light sweater or jacket, you might want to bring it with you because you never know. Last Sunday night, it was just hot. The Sunday night before, it was cold, so you're never quite sure. Just bring a light jacket with you. Bring your chairs. Bring your friends. When I was coming in from the parking lot last Sunday, a gentleman was there by himself, and he said, now, how do you get in? I said, it's your first time here. He goes, yeah, I've never been to the concerts before. I said, how'd you hear about it? He said, a lady friend of mine said, you got to go on Sunday nights. So he went for the first time. I didn't get a chance to see him to ask him how he liked it, but how could he not like it, huh? All right. So
as always, free and open to the public.
It's free, and parking is free at Festival Park because it's Sunday night. Not in the parking garage, but if you park right there in the parking lot in front of Festival Park or on the street, it's free parking. They don't use the meters on Sunday night. Looking forward to it. Three more concerts left, and there's always a concert quiz question for an American flag. Always have fun with that. Great artist, Allison Hull. Love her when she performs. You have soloists Rooted in Racine. That's the theme to this weekend, this Sunday night's concert. And the downbeat, I like using that term because it sounds like I'm in with the musicians. The downbeat is 7 o'clock. Did I use that right?
perfect.
Okay, Downbeat, 7 o'clock, Festival Park, this Sunday night. It's free. Show up. Mark, we'll see you there.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, musical director and conductor of the Racine Concert Band, Mark Eichner. Should be a lot of fun. Love those concerts. It's 8:30 on the nose. Let's check our news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're working on learning more about the teenager rescued from Lake Michigan last night. A 14-year-old girl was pulled from Lake Michigan after going underwater and not resurfacing while swimming at Carrie-Hogle Park in Racine. Paramedics were able to get her pulse back and rushed her to the hospital for treatment. She's now in critical condition at Children's Hospital. Racine police and county sheriff's deputies also helped in the rescue, which happened about 50 feet from the shore. There has been an ongoing warning out against swimming in Lake Michigan. The National Weather Service has that beach hazard statement running through this afternoon. A hazy shade of summer will linger through at least noon today. The DNR has extended its air quality advisory statewide thanks to smoke drifting in from Canadian wildfires. It runs through noon, however, officials say the situation will be reassessed each day, and the poor air quality could last through the weekend. With the unhealthy air, officials say everyone, especially those in sensitive groups, should cut back on outdoor activities. A Racine County village may do away with their police department. According to Sturtevant Village Board member Jason Engel, they're considering outsourcing police services to the Racine County Sheriff's Department. The claim is that it would save millions over time. The plan would reduce costs and lower taxes, according to Engel. He argues it's a good way to improve service without compromising protection. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to 74 this afternoon. Tonight down to 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Baseball is played on a diamond in a park. The baseball park.
Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium.
Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life.
Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error.
Whoops.
I think George Carlin nailed it, didn't he, Coach? That's about the size of it.
He did, absolutely.
That's good. We're
absolutely.
In football, it's downs. Everything is down. In baseball, it's up. You're up. And he's right about the... He's right about the stadiums. Baseball is played at... We're at park. We're at AmFam Field. We're at a park. In football, it's War Memorial Stadium. It's the Coliseum. It's so true.
Yeah. All he right. spoke a lot of truth in that bit.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we're with the other one. In football, they wear helmets. In baseball, we wear caps. head coach for the Racine Raiders, Wilford Kennedy, with me. And this is it, going for the league championship tomorrow night. You'll be in Detroit, I think, right? You'll be in Detroit. Is it the Ravens you're playing tomorrow night?
Yes, we go back to Detroit. It's like 3 times in 4 weeks or something. I don't know, but yes, we go back. We play the Ravens.
Now, be honest. Did you think there was a chance you wouldn't make it last week? Because you did lose to them recently, and you lost to the end, but you won, and now you're playing for the league championships. That's great. How are the players? Are they all for this tomorrow night?
Oh, everybody's up for it. I honestly, I wasn't surprised. Like I said, when we played them a few weeks ago, we had roughly, you know, between 34 and 36 guys. We had 16 guys on the injured list, and there was another 7 that didn't travel. And so, you know, we were missing, you know, over 20, like it was like 23 guys when we went out there. When we went out there this past weekend, we traveled. It was like 52 or 53 guys. We got some guys back from injury. So we were a different team. And it showed. So I was confident about that game. I felt good when we went out there.
Good. And it showed. Okay, so you're playing for the league championship tomorrow. If you win that, eventually later on in the month, you play for the national championship, right?
Well, when we win tomorrow.
That's right. That's the way to say it.
Yeah. So when we win tomorrow, then what will happen is August 30th, there'll be a national playoff game. But what we'll probably do is have like an exhibition game on the 16th. So we don't have like the entire month off. That's just too long to go without playing football. You know, college is a little, they're getting ready for bowl games because, you know, they got the guys, they're on campus, you know, they're forced to go to practice where, you know, our guys, you know, they have to work Monday through Friday, you know, and some work seconds and third shifts and whatever. So, you know, we're only practicing once a week. So, you know, for us to miss 4 practices in a month time is absolutely devastating. So we got to do something to stay busy. Give the guys a little time off, but to have, you know, an exhibition game against a real good, you know, like a quality opponent, you know, sharp and, you know, keep guys in shape. Because when the guys don't do anything, you know, we're grown adults and we don't have to do anything. You know, we sit around and play, they play PlayStation or Xbox and those kind of things.
Getting fat. So,
yeah. You know, drink your beer, eat your pizza in Wisconsin. You know, we got to have our brats. So, you know, so we need to keep the guys engaged. And then, you know, it also helps us, too, so we don't get out of our, you know, out of our mode of, you know, being prepared and so forth, you know, because I can just as easily sit here and watch Law and Order all day instead of watching, you know, Breaking Down film. So,
yeah. Okay,
I need to have a purpose.
Tomorrow night, you guys will be in Detroit taking on the Ravens for the league championship. And just a quick review, when you win that, then there's probably going to be an exhibition game like around the 16th of August. And then you started the National League playoff series at the end of August, like August 30th. Do I have it right?
You have it exactly right.
All right. Good luck tomorrow night. I know you don't need it because you're dealing with talent and you're dealing with people who want to win. Remember Newt Rockne? You got to go, go, go. You got to win, win, win. You got to fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, I used that last week, so.
You got to go, go, go. You got to fight, fight, fight. You got to win, win, win. All right, Coach Wilford Kennedy with the Racine Raiders. Good luck tomorrow night. We're all rooting for you. We'll be listening here on the radio at WRJN. Now, the game will start at 5:45 because it's Eastern time out there. 5:45, kickoff at 6 p.m. Don Wadewitz calling the play-by-play tomorrow night. And don't forget, the game is brought to you each week by our Harmony Club, Rasmussen's Diamonds, Time and Again Music and More, Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Good luck tomorrow night, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Coach Wilford Kennedy, the Racine Raiders, the game here at WRJN, League Championship game tomorrow night. Bad Blood. Here's Neil Sedaka, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Maybe the blood is bad.
CCR up around the band. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, check this out. You ready? Genius or stupid? A man is going viral for having a blank to-do list tattooed on the palm of his hand. He just has to fill it in each week. I don't know. That's a borderline between genius and stupid, don't you think?
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Hospice Alliance provides compassionate care to patients throughout southeast Wisconsin, anywhere they call home. Care can be provided in a patient or loved one's home, in an assisted living or skilled nursing facility. Other families have found that Hospice Alliance Hospice House is the best one for their loved ones. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Main as an official event sponsor. They're not just showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your ticket at Mahoffers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history. Let's ride and support youth and entering the trades.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
WRJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game, 5:45 the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And Racine Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I almost forgot my microphone there. That's Radio 1-on-1. Turn on the microphone. Mike Clemens is here. We're going to talk sports as we do every single Friday morning at 8:50. And good morning, Mike.
Was that day one of broadcast school or day three? I'm trying to remember.
I was out
how
that
to turn on microphone.
Yeah,
okay.
I was out that day. By the way, we ran a very funny George Carlin bit, and he compares baseball to football.
That's a classic. Basically, you know, baseball is a pastime. Football, you know, the guy. Yeah, I know that.
He says,
and you know something?
Yeah.
I keep that in mind. You know why? Because when I tell people, they say, oh, what's up? Where are you going? Well, I got training camp for you. Oh, I was just getting into summer. Oh, please, I'm not ready for football. So, you see, I'm sensitive to that. I try to be sensitive to that because we're totally into football right now. I'm in Green Bay at training camp every day. Started on the 21st of July, and I'll be here through Labor Day weekend because this is the dress rehearsal. This is where the guys are auditioning for jobs.
That dress
and
rehearsal.
Get ready for this long 17-game season. But, you know, the thing is that baseball, you know, you're in the winter, and it's cold, and you start talking about opening day, and you're talking about players and catchers report in February, and this is how people hang on to, like, we're finally going to get through this cold gray weather and it'll warm up. Then just at the peak of summer, just when the weather seems to settle down and you can go out and enjoy the swimming pool, you know, at Johnson Park and all those kinds of things, that you know, you start talking about football, like, no, I don't want it to be November, you know, and so there's a psychological thing going on there with fans, right?
Let's talk about baseball, because yesterday was the deadline for making trade deals.
You know something? People are going to say, oh, well, so did they get this outfielder from the Arizona Diamondbacks? And no, you know something? I, after kind of going through the papers this morning, it's roster maintenance. I mean, the Brewers, they picked up a guy named Nestor Cortez, a veteran, a lefty, in a trade with the Yankees. When they traded away Devin Williams, you know, big contract to the Yankees, they got this left-handed pitcher, Nestor Cortez. Well, he injured his elbow in his left arm like a week or so into the season. He's been off most of the year so far, missed that. And so they send him to San Diego and also an infielder, and they bring in an outfielder, Brandon Lockridge, a 28-year-old player. And, you know, right now, Jackson Chourio, one of the star players in center field for the Brewers, he's got a hamstring injury. He's probably going to go on the injured reserve here for a week or two. And just a week or two ago, Sal Frelick, the other outfielder out in right field, he had a hamstring injury. So what the Brewers did yesterday, just before the deadline, is they added another outfielder, a possible bat, to help them out. You know, with depth that way. And they also picked up a couple of pitchers from the Diamondbacks. One guy is currently on the injured list. The other guy just had Tommy John surgery. He won't even play. So, again, at the end of the deadline, these teams are sort of, look, we got too many pitchers. If you take this, can you give me one of your backup outfielders? It's roster maintenance, as I like to call it.
The Brewers against the Nationals tonight.
Against the Nationals. And so the Brewers, you know, they won 2 out of 3 against the Cubs. The Brewers right now, Don, have the best record in baseball. Can you believe that? In both the American League or the National League.
Sure, I can believe it, yeah.
Well, what I found out, they got hot. I mean, they got hot after starting out like 0-3, 0-4 against the Yankees at the start of the year. They're 20 games above 500. Their winning percentage is .593. And Major League Baseball put out a thing last night. That's the lowest ever for, you know, the lead team in the league for starting with the month of August in the history of Major League Baseball. So that means that there's a lot of parity. That means that, you know, along with the Mets and the Dodgers and the Padres and some of these, that the Brewers, you know, just being one game ahead of the Cubs right now, that's the slimmest margin. So there's, you know, all these you've got an equal horse race right now heading into the first day of August in Major League Baseball.
Okay, so we got the Packers wrapping up week two of training camp.
Yeah, and we had a little incident on Tuesday.
Yeah,
you know, one
about,
of the
this
things
is,
coming out of the loss to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Was you know, the Eagles were a more physical team. I mean, they kind of beat up the Packers in some place. So they're trying to get more physical that way. Jordan Love's got the ball. He takes the snap. He's looking downfield, and his left tackle, the blindside protector, Rasheed Walker, who was a starter all last year, he's there, and a defensive end named J.J. Anagbari pops him really hard right in front of me, shoulder pad or shoulder pad, bam. And then they're driving and driving and driving and driving. And then the whistle blows and the play's over. And Walker's like, dude, you know, back off. You know, hey, you stepped over the line there. So he said something. And then Walker, the lineman, the offensive lineman, said something back that must have been way over the line. Because one of the assistants came over and said, hey, 63, you're out. Sent him to the sideline. He's like, what? So he turns and he starts walking over the sideline. Now LaFleur's got his walkie-talkie. He's looking like, where's my left tackle? So the assistant tells the head coach what just happened. He said, oh, he comes running over right in front of us, right in front of all these reporters. And he says, Sheed, that's his nickname, he goes, take a lap. Eddie, one of the assistants, make sure he takes a lap. We're not going to take, and then stuff I can't say on the radio. And everyone's like, shit, because, you know, you do that when you're in peewee, you know, maybe high school. You don't do that in the NFL.
In high school, yeah, in high school. Yeah, the gym teacher said, Rosen, take a lap. And by the way, when you get back, hit the ground and give me 20.
Right. So here he starts trotting off, this 320-pound man, to take this big long lap way down there to the north end of the field. Well, Josh Jacobs, the star running back they picked up last year from the Raiders, he looks around and goes, come on, we're going. He grabs Tucker Kraft, the tight end, and about four or five offensive linemen that were on the sidelines, and they go chasing after him. And they go, all six or seven of those guys go following Walker all the way around for his lap, way down there to the north end, comes back about, you know, 3-4 minutes later taking that big lap. And we asked LaFleur about it, you know, the day after, and he said, hey, listen, yeah, I wanted to be more physical. But what he did, that would have cost us 15 yards in a game. And these practices have to be like game-like conditions. So there's a line between being physical, but you can't turn it into a fight. You can't say things that will trigger a fight, and obviously you can't throw punches, you know, after the whistle. So that's what we're trying to. So that's the atmosphere. But LaFleur is definitely, I mean, he's turned up the temperature both in himself and at the end of the day. Hey, last night I got a chance to, you know, have some dinner with Wayne Larrabee. It's a great time.
Yeah.
He says, what do you think is going on with LaFleur? I said, you know what? He's trying to get through the quarterback. He needs him to get a bit more vocal as well to Jordan Love. Like, you need to start calling these guys out as well. You're the general out there. You need to, you know, get that group in line and get them focused and to call them out if they make mistakes. So I think that's part of what's going on in camp right now.
And finally, we have family night coming up at Lambeau.
Yeah, best deal if you've got little kids, you know, to sample it. I mean, I had a friend that one time spent $200 a ticket because the 7-year-old really wanted to see the Packers, and I saw them after the game about Tuesday or so. I said, so how was it taking Jack? He said, middle of third quarter. He said, Daddy, can we go home? So you go to family night. It's $10 a ticket. You get to see all the Packers. It looks like a football game. And then there's fireworks afterwards. It's the best deal in sports. Best deal ever.
And don't forget, football is held at Coliseums at War Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
In baseball.
It's a gridiron, yeah.
In
yeah.
baseball, we play
baseball,
in a we play in a park.
It's a ballpark.
It's a park.
It's a home run.
In football, we have downs. In baseball, you're up. In football, we wear helmets. In baseball, we wear caps.
We wear caps.
That is such a great bit from George
in
Crown.
In football, it's sudden death. Baseball, it's extra innings.
Yeah. In football, it's a penalty. In baseball, you make an error.
Yeah. George Carlin, was he, I mean, besides being a great comedian, he was a great writer, too. Just a great writer.
Hey, right in front of me, somebody posted a calendar for the month of, this is still July up there. It's George Carlin being let out of, I think, Summerfest. George Carlin being let out by police because he used the 7 dirty words in concert.
Yeah, it was a classic night.
It's right in front of me.
I couldn't believe it. And he talked about it with Tom Snyder. I think you can see that interview on YouTube. You know, kind of a life-changing thing. But you know what? He got so much publicity out of it. His album went to number one.
Yeah. Hey, you stay well. Be good out there and drink a lot of water. All right?
Thank you, Don Rosen. I will. Take care, pal.
All right. Mike Clemens watching sports for us here at WRJN. I'll catch you Monday morning once again. We got a great weekend of shows lined up. We've got football from the Raiders for the league championship. We got baseball. We've got Dan Marcus next. Kurt Vollman. We've got Terry Havel tomorrow. We got Rick. We got everybody. And don't forget Sunday. We got tons of stuff. Just keep it right here. Look on our website, WRJN.com. You'll see all the shows lined up. I'm Don Rosen. Catch you Monday morning, 6 o'clock, right here at WRJN. Right now, it's 9 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The job market has slowed way down. The Labor Department's just released numbers for July. They